Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please like, follow, and subscribe, and throw in your comments so that you never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting show. My guest today is Stellar Award nominee, chart-topping inspirational artist, singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, co-owner of Jolie Noire clothing line, Keandra Locken. Now she's got, she's got athleisure line. She's going to talk to us about that in that marketplace. And you may remember her from her video and chart topping songs like Try and then Trouble Won't Last then Made a Way. Now she's got a new album out and her latest single is Liar. I'm sorry, I had to say it like that. That's so funny. Okay. But yeah, I want to know what's the deal behind that title. But anyway, Keandra, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Ms. Lynn, for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, I've been reporting on gospel charts for a long time and artists and all that stuff. I've been in this a long time. And I do remember the group that you were originally an original member of, Zael.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We started back in, I think, 97, 98, and we had some success from the start of that year on to, I think, 2015. We decided to disband after that. And then now, you know, I'm on my own and, God willing, I'm going to continue on this path.
And you've been doing some great things since then. You all originally from Louisiana and you said that you live in Atlanta now.
I do. Mm-hmm.
So what was it like growing up in Louisiana in your household? Did you have musical siblings or were you the only creative one? I know you work with your sister, Kimberly, but so what was going on in that household?
Yeah, well, actually, my sister does sing. She just won't.
Oh.
But all the creativity that you're going to get from Kim is, you know, like styling, anything to do with fashion, you got Kim. But with me, it's all the music and some fashion things because, of course, I'm an entrepreneur and, you know, we sell clothes. But if anything, our dad was a music head. He had us listening to Stevie Wonder, Anita Baker, the Winans. You know, we were listening to basically an array of music, if you will. Some reggae, even. That's just how much of a music head he was. But he's also a singer. And he sang in a group called the Bright Star Milk Horse. They were signed to Malico at one point, too. But, that's how deep the singing roots or creative roots go.
In your family. Isn't that,
yes.
that is something.
Daddy, my mom sings too, though.
Oh,
my mom
really?
Sings too. Yeah, she's not been professional at it, but she has the gift of singing. Yeah.
Well, then I guess there was no way that you could escape getting something creative and there's something on the musical side in you.
Right.
Now, did you sing all the time when you were growing up? Like, just love singing around the house?
It's hilarious because that's how this one guy found me. He was like, I would love to have you sing on a song with me. I was singing around our apartment complex. That's how much I sang everywhere. I would sing in the hallways at school, and it would be kind of annoying, but that's how much I would sing everywhere. And so he heard me singing out loud in my apartment complex, and he was like, I have to have you on a song of mine. And I was like, well, I know a couple of girls who, you know, you might want to hear them as well. So I've never wanted the spotlight to myself. I've always thought that it would be great to share it with, you know, with somebody. And so I hit up one of the girls from Zael, and she hit up another, and that one hit up the two other girls by the name of Crystal and Christina. And there we had it. We were, you know, not signed to that guy's label, and I didn't do a song with him. None of that even panned out, but what worked out was supposed to, and that was Zael.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
We were talking off mic, and I'm like, you know, I probably still got Zael in my music cabinet over here because I still got my CDs. Girl, I got some vinyl over there too, so I am a collector, and so if
you
I have
are.
Yes, darling, so if I have some stuff that I'd like, oh yes, I do keep it. Now, who would you say influenced you musically the most? I know you mentioned your dad saying was in a gospel quartet group, because I've actually heard of that group. And okay. And your mom sang, but who influenced you in your style of music? Because it's quite interesting. It's different. I like your style. So who influenced
you so much.
It? You're welcome.
I think over the years, it's, you know, grown into where it is now. But the start of my influences were the Clark sisters. I've always loved Karen Clark Sheard's voice. And then, of course, I love Kim Burrell. I love Ella Fitzgerald, because that's where you would, you know, I guess, hear the jazziness of my voice.
Okay.
And then I love Miley Cyrus, too. You know, that's how you hear Try. And on this next album, Cornerstone, which will be released September 2nd.
Hey.
I do like at least two or three songs on that album that are, you know, like CCM based, you know, if you will, and that's how you hear like Miley Cyrus. And so I just love, you know, pulling from many genres. I feel like if you do that, you pull in, you know, many people who, you know, love what you do.
So you just named all these folks and these influences. What's your process for creating a song since you went there?
Yeah. Well, actually, I go by my experiences. So if I have this experience, then I write about it. You know, I sit in the studio with my producer, Teddy P. Williams. He's also the writer for Jordan. He's written for Micah Stampley, Kalante Gavin as well. And we'll sit in the studio together. I'll come up with the concept. I'll go to him and say, hey, Ted, what do you think about this? 9 times out of 10, he's like, Key, that's dope. Let's put something on that. So he'll, you know, I'll like kind of hum the tune or whatever it is that I'm thinking or feeling. And he'll play that exact thing. Like, that's how great we do together, you know? And that's why it's imperative that artists get with producers and writers that they have really great chemistry with, because that's the only way that you can get that kind of stuff.
Yeah, great collaboration and a great connecting of the souls, one soul
right,
to another.
Yeah. Yeah, and a great sound, too. Yeah.
Great
all
sound.
All three of those count.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to have great sound, right, Keandra?
Well, now, you know,
But you know, then I said, but the Lord told me to put this song together, and I'm going to sing it for the congregation now. That is true. That's how some of them go. And Lord bless them. Now, besides the music, you're a gifted artist and singer and a songwriter, but you're also a successful entrepreneur. So we're going to dip into that for a little bit. Talk to me about the company you and your sister Kimberly started or launched, Jolie Noir. Is that right?
Okay. Yes, you said it correctly.
Don't stop for me.
we can't fault anybody because it's French. So, you know, we can't expect for Americans to pronounce it correctly. We didn't pronounce it at first correctly. So, but yes, it's Jolie Noir, and it means pretty black in French. And although we are not French based, we're from Shreveport, Louisiana. And so, of course, like our roots are, you know, French and all of that because of Louisiana, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided, my sister and I, we started with our first business endeavor, and we were called the Red Glasses Sisters. We had an online boutique, and that did not work out at all. And so we were in the phase of rebranding, and my sister thought that it would be cool to have the name Jolie Noir. It would be a really great, you know, talking piece and, you know, conversation starter for many, as it has been. And so during the time that we first started with this brand, with Jolie Noir, we were walking around in a department store, and we saw a table of t-shirts that were like beautifully designed graphics of white women, a couple of Asian women, and then there was only one black woman on this t-shirt. And my sister was able to get the t-shirt, but I wasn't. And so we decided, hey, we've already started this business. Let's go ahead and do something, you know, like this. Fashion forward, offer it in larger sizes as well, you know, because we're all about inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, pushed from there, and that's how we got our line called Noir by Jolie Noir. It's the graphic line that we have. Everybody fell in love with what we call the girl with hat, and it's our bestseller to date, as well as it was one of the t-shirts that was featured in Target too. So
yeah, I was gonna say something about it being in Target, because I was listening to Car Fittables with my friends Vicky Mac yes. and Claude Latiat, and you and your sister were on there talking about the line and that it was in Target and it was a success, and Miss Vicky was just loving it.
We love Miss Vicky. She's so yes. supportive.
When I moved to LA a long time ago, she was one of the, she was the only, I think only female that I knew pretty well, because I had been on the radio in St. Louis in a gospel radio programmer, program director and music director. And she was a promotions rep at the time. Mm-hmm. So you know how they call the stations and try to get you to play their music.
Yes.
And that's how we met. And I told her, I said, I'm going to move to LA. She said, well, when you do, you make sure that you call me. And I did. That was like back in the 90s. And we've been friends ever since.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah. She's
Black girl magic, for real.
Yes. She's a sweetheart. I know what I was going to ask you about. Tell me a little bit about the athleisure wear that you got out. And then we're going to talk about the toy deal. You got a doll brand. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So, yeah, our line, again, it's, you know, we're all about inclusivity and all about repping for Black women and now Black men. We have our collection called Femme Noir, which means basically like it's all Black. So it's for Black women and for Black men. And we added like a little special place in the closet, if you will, is what we call it, for men.
Mm-hmm.
Because Black men understand and know the struggle just like we do too, you know? And so, we actually had like a couple of men to tell us, like, we have been so inspired by you guys and, you know, how you like represent Black women and, you know, like basically take up for Black people and do what it is that you do for Black people. And so we were like, you know what? This is a really great way for men to be able to support. So we came up with Femme Noir. And the first of that collection was our nudes collection. Black people are always trying to find nudes. And like, of course, like nudes, like light browns, tans, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. Of course, it's not going to be like, you know.
When they say nude, it's not our nude.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of times it's like a beige or something.
Beige
like
or
a
tan.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not our color. So we came up with like colors that complement brown skin, like cocoa and Lord Chai and other colors too that go really well with our skin tone. And so that went really well too. Like, we're all about making sure that Black people have something to wear that represents them. And, you know, that's going to be something that they can wear proudly, you know? And so I guess kind of like another FUBU, if you will, you
know?
Not saying that we're, you know, topping or that we're better or anything, but, you know, we've been influenced. So, yeah.
Okay. That sounds just amazing and wonderful, because I'm one of those folks that looks for a nude as a chocolate sister. And
yes.
They say nude. I'm like, no, that's not nude. Not for me.
Right.
So talk to me about the doll.
Okay. Well, I had that whole situation back in 2016. I collaborated with the Kenya Doll Company. Remember the Kenya Doll from the early 90s?
Mm-hmm.
I collaborated with them, and I had a licensing deal, and I had a doll called the Keandra Doll. We did a special edition during the Christmas season back in 2016, and it sold out. But of course, because there were only like a limited number of dolls, then, you know, we don't have any more.
But
at the same time, I was able to travel with it and, you know, travel with the whole mission, which was to lift women up, you know, and be an example for young girls too. Got a chance to speak at a couple of places and just encourage women and girls to know that they can be great and do great things. And yeah, the ride in that moment was just great. It was.
Now, you're talking about how you love encouraging young women and uplifting people. So who inspires and encourages you? Like, who do you look to for that type of, who has inspired you?
I gain inspiration from many people, obviously. Of course, you know, one person would be my mom. And I know that's probably like a cliche answer, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a hard worker. You know, she's a registered nurse, and she worked her way through school to get to where she is. And it's been incredible to see her work and fight to get to where she is. And so I pay attention to women like that, you know. Even Miss Vicky Knack, I've not known her for as long as you have, to be able to see how she's stood the test of time and she's lasted and she's like really made her mark. She's a legend out here, and she's a Black woman doing that. You know, we're living in a time where people say that, you know, we're at the bottom, You know, they don't consider black women, but I see so many black women and have black women in my life who have risen above and they are out here killing it. Those are women that I pay attention to.
Amen. Amen. Now let's go back to some music. We visited your business world. We visited your family life. So let's bring it on back around to what you're doing now with your music. The new single is Liar. And the reason that I said it the way I said it when it came on, I'll tell you this quick story. My grandmother, I was dating this one guy, and my grandmother said every time he told me something, it wasn't coming true. So I was over a house one time, and he called, and somebody let her know that since the person's on the phone, she said, liar.
That is hilarious.
I said, so every time you mention that guy's name, she goes, liar. Oh but that's my little quick story about that. But anyway. What's the story behind your song?
Okay, well, we all have ran into some type of issue or situation where the devil comes in and he makes us feel like we're either like inadequate or makes us feel like, you know, you don't deserve to be here in this place. Or, you know, he makes us. He tells us a bunch of lies, and sometimes we go with those lies because we're not using the Holy Spirit to help us to not believe the lies. But you need the Holy Ghost to be able to do what it is that you're supposed to do, and you need the Holy Ghost to be able to fight the devil off. And that's the thing, like, you have to stand flat-footed and tell him, you will not steal my joy, you will not come into my situation and cause grief, pain. You don't get a chance to do that. Devil, you a lie. And if Jesus had to say, Satan, get thee behind me, then well, surely we're gonna have to do that too, you know.
So you're gonna have to say, you are a liar,
you are a liar,
and you do not win. Liar.
That's right. That is right. Yes. Liar.
Girl, somebody's gonna hear this and then they're gonna take off, and they're gonna be imitating us. You know that, right?
Yes.
Liar. Oh my goodness, let me just stop it. So what's the title of the new album?
Okay, the title of the new album is Cornerstone, and it hits digital stores September 2nd.
September 2nd. So what's on it besides Liar?
Okay, there's a song called Heaven, as well as a song called Amen. Oh man. Amen is basically saying, like, you know, if my people who are called by my name, if they will pray, if they will humble themselves, you know, I'll come in and I'll heal the land. And it's basically, you know, me saying amen, like, Lord, I hear you. Amen. Because my people it's me too, you know, it's you, it's everybody who says that they are a Christian or that they are children of God. Like, a lot of times we're blaming, you know, politics or the government or, you know, people who really shouldn't be blamed for the things that are going on, when we have so much power in us as Christians, and we can pray things away. We can speak things away. We can, you know, handle and deal with the things that are going on. But we really need to humble ourselves to God and seek his face and pray, you know?
Yes, and that's from 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Amen, yeah.
Amen. So it's so funny. Church folks, doing those with your Bibles.
Yeah.
It is scripturally based.
Yeah.
Now, what is it that you want people to take away from this album when it comes out and as it goes around the world? You have Liars out right now, isn't it?
Well, Liar hits coming. Digital stores on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I'm just going to say right now. So, okay. Liar hits digital stores. It's available this week, end of this week. And the album will be available, Cornerstone, in September. What's the date again in September?
September 2nd.
And you still have, folks, she's got that athleisure line out there, Jolie Noir and Femme Noir. So we've got something for the women's, and then something for the men, and as grandma would say, the men's. something for both of them, something for everyone. Would you say that's the same thing about the album? Something for everyone on there?
Yes, ma'am, for sure. I'm going to always make sure that my seasoned saints have something to listen to, as well as the people of my generation.
Amen. Our seasoned saints and those of her generation. So, amen, amen, amen. So, where can they find you on social media? They want to want to connect and tell us about your website for your clothing line, where can they find you?
Yeah. So please follow me on all of my social media accounts. That's at Keyondra Lockett, KeyondraLockett. And you can also follow my apparel line page as well. That's Jolie X Noir Apparel, JolieXNoire Apparel.
So you've got social media where you can find her on social media. You've got where you can find her apparel on the website. And what about the music? Where can we find it? Is it all digital platforms?
Yes, all digital platforms. Yes.
So all digital platforms, you can find this music to inspire, uplift, and encourage your soul. Miss Keyondra Lockett, thank you so much for your time today and for the laughs and for the inspiration and for the encouragement. And I wish you all the best that God has to offer.
Thank you so much, Miss Lynn. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. And audience, I want to thank you for joining us yet once again. I really, really do appreciate you. Make sure that you subscribe right now to this show so that you never, ever miss an episode of its uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring testimonies of faith. Now, to reach me, you want to connect with me, you want to follow me? Yeah, you do. You can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS. Or Instagram at LynnWoods96 or Facebook at Lynn Woods. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. And now Keyondra Lockett takes us on home with a snippet of her single Liar on the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless.
To my left and to my right. The devil is a lie. He ain't nothing but a lie. Got angels on my side. To my left and to my right. The devil is a lie. He ain't nothing but a lie. Got angels on my side. To my left and to my right. The devil is a lie. He ain't nothing but a lie.